This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Turkey is seeking to slow or reverse the slide of the currency, the lira, including a central bank pledge to provide cash to banks, but no plan for raising interest rates to tame inflation. The currency, which has declined over 40% this year, is also under pressure in the midst of Turkey's dispute with the U.S.
Türkiye, diğer alanlarda olduğu gibi.
Monday, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan complained that Turkey is being encircled economically, and such attacks will continue for a while. The two countries remain at odds over the jailing of an American pastor. The demand that exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen be extradited following a failed 2016 coup. WH Ireland chief market strategist Mike Ingram doubts the Turkish measures will stabilize the currency.
I think the basic problem, as I keep coming back to, is that under Erdogan, the economic institutions have been largely hollowed out.
And he said investors are continually nervous about Turkey's overtures to Russia.
I think that's probably what's troubling investors, because at the moment we seem to be in a risk-off mood.
But for tourists like Fatima Ali of Kuwait, Turkish goods are a bargain. She said prices in Turkey are very cheap compared to those in Kuwait. The White House said it's monitoring the Turkish situation closely. Vote counting continues following Mali's presidential election runoff. Voter turnout was reported low. Opposition candidate Soumaila Cisse said he's rejecting the result over accusations of fraud. Official results expected later this week. Incumbent President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita is expected to eventually secure his second five-year mandate. This is VOA News. Afghan security forces, backed by U.S. advisors and airstrikes, are attempting to push Taliban insurgents out of the central city of Ghazni after 4 days of fighting. General Tariq Shah Bahrami said security forces have suffered losses of 100 troops. 20 to 30 civilians have been killed, and claims that hundreds of insurgents have been either killed or wounded. While security forces said Taliban fighters are confined to one pocket of the city, the insurgents claim they control most of Ghazni. The Syrian government has vowed to ensure the safe return of refugees. Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Miqdad said refugee returns are a top priority in Damascus and would welcome foreign assistance.
Any international assistance should be given to the Syrian people, but not compromising the main principles of the convictions of the Syrian people as far as the unity and territorial integrity of Syria and its people are concerned. So we expect help, yes, but we don't need any preconditions.
The Syrian public administrator insisted the government has restored thousands of schools and hundreds of hospitals, and some 3.5 million internally displaced have returned home. A UN report Monday said Islamic State still has up to 30,000 members in Syria and Iraq, with a reduced covert version expected to survive recent efforts to destroy them. It said significant affiliate support groups are found in Afghanistan, Libya, Southeast Asia, and Africa. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has rejected President Donald Trump's recent offer of talks without conditions. He referred to the U.S. regime as a bully and always wanting something. Negotiations only give them, he said, the tools to continue hostilities. Washington reimposed sanctions last week after pulling out of the 2015 nuclear agreement with Tehran over its malign behavior. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu reportedly made a rare visit to Egypt in May, including a secret meeting with President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi about the situation in Gaza. The government has not commented on the Channel 10 report. Hundreds hurt, nine seriously, when a wooden platform they were jumping on collapsed at a seaside music festival in northwest Spain late Sunday. In the state of Vermont, voters Tuesday are choosing primary candidates for November's election for the Senate, House, and governorship. Former utility executive and Democratic hopeful Christine Hultquist hopes to become the first transgender U.S. governor, while a 14-year-old is taking advantage of a state law that doesn't require gubernatorial candidates to be registered voters. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.